Yürkes Elo, Tavşan Behey, Hilke Schäufe. You have to understand, first of all, Makar, why we blow Schäufe, Shoshana, anytime. Number two, what exactly is it supposed to be the sounds we hear when we blow Schäufe? I heard that last week someone spoke about what you blow Schäufe with, how the Schäufe is supposed to look, where it comes from. Now I'm going to talk about the halacha, the time of the Schäufe, why we blow Schäufe. The halacha is what the sounds are supposed to hear. So the Makar is really two psukim in the Torah, Parshas Pinchas and Parshas Emor. Parshas Pinchas, Perikov Tes, Pasuk Aleph. Torah says, "V'choyish hashvi This day, the seventh month, the first of the month, should be a day called be holy, and you should not do any work, any malacha. Yoim tura yilachem should be a day of blowing for you. That's the lashon of Pasuk Parshas Pinchas, which is actually the psukim we read on Maftir of all the Yom Tovim and Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Emor has a similar pasuk but slightly different. Parshas Emor, Perikov Gimel Pasuk of Dalid, "V'choyish hashvi be'echad l'chodesh yilechem shabbosin zichron tru amikra kodesh." Here the Torah adds in another extra word. So the seventh month, the first day, actually two extra words, for you should be a shabbosin, means shavas, rest from malacha. Zichron tru should be a memory of tru. So chayyim it's a steer over here in the psukim. What we do on Rosh Hashanah? Do we blow a shofar? We have a blowing day, or we have a remembering of blowing day. So the Yishalmi in Rosh Hashanah brings us as a raya this steer that there are days we blow, and days that's also to blow. Meaning a regular year when the Hashanah comes out Tuesday, Wednesday, or any other day of the week, we blow shofar. So the Yishalmi comes out on Shabbos. There's a pasuk in the Makom in the Raisa, Zichron tru, you don't blow. The Bavli, the famous, everyone knows, says that not blowing Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos is only in the Rabbanon. The Derais really blow on Shabbos. Shemi Averenu, maybe someone to carry the Shofar Da'at Amis, going to go to Rav and ask how to blow, to Gzeir the Rabbanon will blow on Shabbos. So Machlokes is Bavli and Shami, if the Derais you don't blow on Shabbos on that. And the Makor of the Shami is these two psukim. The Stira, Yoim Teru or Zichron Teru. But these two psukim are the Makor of blowing Rosh Hashanah. Next question is, what does the word blowing mean? It says Yom Teruah, a day of blowing. What do you blow? How do you blow? What sounds do you blow? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah learns out Gzeir Shavah from Yovel. With a Torah by Yovel, every 50 years, the end of 50 years, the first Yom Kippur, or last Yom Kippur, Machlokes is Yovel B'tchilo or Tzayif. But on Yom Kippur of Yovel, they blow a Shayif as a Chroza, an announcement, and now is Yovel. And that Torah says Farish, a Lashon of a Shor. So you should blow a lashon, a keren, so that we know over there means keren, it comes from the horn of an animal. To know that means that the horn of the animal, Gzeir Shavah, also Rosh Hashanah. Another thing we learn out, over there it says, lashon tkiyah. So now we learn that besides a yom teruah, whatever teruah means, it's also another sound called tkiyah. So we have two things we learn from Yovel. One is what we blow an actual horn of an animal. And secondly, we learn out of what we blow, the sound is two possible sounds. It's tkiyah and a teruah. Now we have to know what is the taich, what is the definition in our language of sounds we hear, musical sounds, tkiyah and teruah. So tkiyah is partial to most of the Gemaras, means one long blow. Machlekes is what a teruah means. Sha'av a teruah is small blows, many very short small blows. So because of this shaila in Gemara, how a teruah is made, therefore we have a suffix, so we have different type of blows, we call shvar, the Gemara calls it. It's three blows. And a turo, which is many small blows. And to set that up, what the order is, the shala, if it's one tkiyah and does a shvarim, then a tkiyah, or one tkiyah and a turo, then a tkiyah, or one tkiyah, shvarim, turo, and a tkiyah. So matches all out different spakis. We have 30 tkiyahs, 30 different sounds, b'yaitza all the shalas. That's the regular tkiyah of blowing on Hashanah, how we get to 30. Because of the suffix of what the sound is, whether it's a one blow, or a three or a nine, all together, the order is we end up having 30 sounds. And on Shoshana, there's a more of a chumrah to add on more because the Torah says different psukim. And we learn the Torah has different psukim about Shofar, about Shoshana, about Mamchus, the kingdom of Hashem. We see psukim in Davi and Musa of Shoshana. There's 10 psukim and three different types. There's Zechariah, Shofar, and Malchus. So we say that each one of those times in Shemesh, different times of parashats, for the minhagim, then you blow again. It's Come that there's three sets of the 30, and we have another 10 to end, and that's how we get the 100.
Sorry, why the 30? Why can't we just do one set of Tkiah, one set of Shvura, and one set of Tkiah? Why can't
we do this? It's a Shad in the Psukim, but it's Tkiah Shvura, Truah, then Tkiah. Or it's the Truah with the Shvura together. That's what we do. That's Machish. So that's Machish and Shoifris. But in the first here, the Reis, we call Mu'umid, first set by Mameitza, that's 30. That's the first set, that's the Reis. Because the 30 is three times. Yeah, so then you do 10 times 3. There's the squarest Machish Shoifris, and there's three even sets. You do 10 times 3. That's the Dreiser. If you have Sukkim and Asher Shvat in Inchdosh Meresse or the Shatz, but the Dreiser, Sovik Dreiser is 10 times 3. Now we have to understand another Nakuda. Side of the Shana is all times year we blow. As the Pazuk says, on your Kippur of Yoivah, you blow Shaifer. What is that blowing of Shaifer on your Kippur of Yoivah? Is that a Dreiser? Is that a Chiyav of letting people know something? Why are you blowing one boom on your kippur, which even nowadays, the minhag is, when you kippur moitzi ne'ilah, when you finish ne'ilah, you give a blow. So according to Rashi and Chumash, the reason why they blew shofar on Yovel, your kippur of Yovel, is achrazah, it's an announcement. It's an announcement letting all the avadim, all the slaves go free, the fields go back. So nowadays, zecher, same type of thing we do when you kippur moitzi kippur, you make an announcement, a loud blow, a trumpet, a loud announcement, a siren going off, same, the finish of your kippur is over, officially now that the fast ended, and the Yom Slicha finished off. That's the achroza. Is the taich of the blowing of your kippur is an announcement. It's an announcement taich. As if your child in school wants to have his break, and you hear the bell go off. But the Torah says, by Yoivah, Lasha, true, Tkiah, true. So we do nowadays the same type of thing. But Yoivah, Zichar, Deraisa, was to have a blow of a shayfer. That's Lasha, Lapasik, which you learn Rosh Hashanah from. Next shayla is Rosh Hashanah, Vashor, Deraisa. What do we do with Elul? There's a minig Rosh Chai Yisrael of Elul blowing shayfer. Where does that come from? So the psukim that we have, that says it's 40 days that we have a Slicha Mechila, Moshe Beres in Shemayim, from Elul to Yom Kippur. So this Iris, it's a Chana for Rosh Hashanah. And we even go and we even make a one-day separation between Elul and Rosh Hashanah, so you shouldn't say that that's all Medaraisa, which is also full of Shatan. But Elul is not Medaraisa, and Yom Kippur nowadays is not Medaraisa, only Rosh Hashanah is from the Torah. We want to separate it, so we have a Chana, the days of Elul, that's his Iris, it's wake us up, it's a bell wake us up to do tshuva, get ready for Hashanah, and we have the bell after Yom Kippur, letting know the Yom HaRayim are finished. The three different types of Shefesh we have, the Chana of Elul, the Chiv Dereis of Hashanah, and the announcement finishing at the end. We have to now know, when we hear the Shefer, why are you blowing the Shefer? Besides the Pasuk says you should, what's supposed to happen to us? What you remember is zichro in truah, so the remembering of truah, remembering of blowing. What you do to us is remembering of blowing. The Avodaram brings 10 reasons why we blow Shefer. And these 10 reasons, if we understand them, it's our askashis, our connection to the understanding of the future, the past, where the Shefer comes from. First reason that's brought is from Sadia Goin. He says that Poshet Lahachris Shahashem Hu Melech Al-Am. Shem is the Melech, he's the king of the world. He rules us, rules Christ, he rules the whole world. When a king goes in the street, most people don't have a king, but in England, you do have a king and queen. When they go in the street, sometimes there are trumpets, the guards come out, changing the guards, there's something happens. And there's an announcement, the king's coming. When the Hashem, Kosh Baruch Hu comes out, we make an announcement, Kosh Baruch Hu is coming out to Christ, Kosh Baruch Hu is coming out to the world, to judge us. So Shofar says, the Vodram says, the Sadeh Goyin, is a blowing of announcing, the Melech is coming. And second thing it brings is the Lashon HaShofar, Lashon HaShaper, come better. Shap Maaseichem, change your actions, change your Averis to Tshuva. And it's the Indian of reminding the people who do Averis to do Tshuva. It's Lashon of, it's Averis, wake us up, wake us up to Tshuva. So the Shofar is a bell. It's a bell to tell everyone, wake up. The third reason that's brought beside you going is that Zeichel Maimon HaSinai. Our Sinai says there's loud noises, close to Brokim, Maimon Eish, it's a tremble. So the Shofar is supposed to be that minus the close of Brokim of our Sinai, a Kaiser became close to Gosh Baruch Hu, which really Sinai, Maimon HaSinai, is very connected to Yom Kippur, which also is the color of the Shofar. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah that we heard as a Dibros on Sinai. There was no Torah given on Shavuos. We're supposed to get the Torah actually Luchos on Shavuos with Tammuz. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the ego, he broke the Luchos. When we actually get Luchos, a physical thing by Kesh Baruch Hu, on Yom Kippur. So really there's a big kesher of blowing of the Shofar of Yom Kippur, of Yovel, that Chiv Derais of Achroza, to the Torah. The first Matan Torah really got a physical Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu Shemayim was in Yom Kippur, which also then was closed the Brokim and came down the second time. The fourth reason that's brought is a Zeicha Divin Neviim, by Neviim also, it says many times, when Neviim spoke, is a Kol Shofar that went in the Machne. So it reminds us that the Kosh Baruch Hu tells Abba Nevuah to Tzadikim. We have to mekasha ourselves, the way when you hear Shofar, you mekasha, you connect yourself to Tzadik, you go to Davin with the Talmud Chacham, down with the Tzadik. Remember that the Kol Neviim, the Neviim had a Kol Shofar with them, because Baruch Hu gave out a Kol with the Neviim. Now, I was saying that that's what I want to call my Mamar Sinai. But my Mamar Sinai, I myself connected my Mamar Sinai with Yom Kippur. The Vogram says that Shofar is by Mamar Sinai. His fourth reason is by Neviim, there's a Kol in Pesukim, it says a few times by Avadia, by Cheskel, Lashon of Kol Shofar by the Nevuah. That's the Lashon of the Ram, his fourth reason. The fifth reason is brought is Zeichel or Churban. When Christ was sent out to Golis, the Goyim made a lot of noise, and there's colors and there's crying. So the Kol Shofar is a Yivava, it's a cry, and we should remember the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The sixth reason, which is a very famous reason, is Zeichel HaKeyes Yitzchak. It says that the Akedah Yitzchak was not Okad, he was not Shechted. And Avamir bought instead of Yitzchak, bought an aisle. And on the aisle was two Shofars. Says one of the shofars are put away from Mashiach, and that's a zecher, a shofar of Mishnah one day, be shofar, and Mashiach is a blow shofar. But zecher case Yitzchak, we should remember blow shofar, should be score case Yitzchak, should be a mind that Kesh Baruch Hu, the schools of case Yitzchak. The seventh reason that's brought inside the going is it's oirus to have fear of Hashem and give us hachna, give us humility. When you hear a trembling sound, an earthquake, a bomb, a terror attack, noise shakes a person up. Even if it's a small noise, someone makes a loud noise, you get shaken up. Someone's in a room and a baby hears a loud noise and the baby starts crying. A noise makes someone shake and makes someone tremble. So the noise of Shofar says that Besadiah Goyen supposed to wake us up, have his iris to be humble. An eighth reason that's brought is the Shofar is a Zeich Liyom Adin. And Mashiach, before Mashiach comes to be a Adin, he's supposed to judge all the world and all the Shamas, and supposed to put a path out of the Shofar in every single person. The ninth reason is brought is by Mashiach, before Kesh Baruch Hu sent Mashiach to raise Kibbutz Galus, bring all the Yidden from all the world, to be a Kol Shofar throughout the world. So now every year on Rosh Hashanah, we blow Shofar to Tzadik Goyen to remember Mitzvah Shem this year could be a Shofar of Mashiach, so we'll come together with Kibbutz Galus. The tenth reason brings Tzadik Goyen, the four kids of Mason, to be a special flower that Mashiach is going to bring around to people to smell, and he's going to blow Shofar with the flower. So the Tkeitz HaMeisim has the Inyan of Shofar, which remember it's Zeichel Tkeitz HaMeisim. These are all psukim, that a lot of the psukim we say in Shemar Esrei of Musiv are from these type in Yonim, the Besaidi Goyen brings them these psukim, all based on these reasons, psukim we say it's a Chonis Mark and Shofar. In the psukim of the Musiv, we say 10 psukim of Malchus, 10 psukim of Zachonis, 10 psukim of Shofar, and we have to understand what we're doing when we blow Shofar. It says 10 reasons. What's the overall picture a person should have in mind, the Kavanah, when they blow Shofar? The main topic of Rosh Hashanah is Avinu Malkeinu. There's two connections, two relationships we have, also with Kosh Baruch Hu, on Yom Rayim. He's our father, and he's our Malkeinu. A father loves a child. A king has a different relationship with a servant, with his people, than a father. When a man of Kosh Baruch Hu, we blow that Shofar, one of the reasons was to make Kosh Baruch Hu the Melech. The Malach is the Melech. Imamlech Malachim, Kesh Baruch Hu becomes the king, Kesh Baruch Hu can make any gzeira, any decree he wants. A father can't do everything he wants in the house. He has to make sure the house runs accordingly. A king can take away anything he wants. Wants to kill someone, wants to make someone live, makes his own presence. Anything king wants, he can do. When your mama Kesh Baruch Hu, he says, Kesh Baruch Hu, I want you as the king. Kesh Baruch Hu, you are the king of the world. Then you give Kesh Baruch Hu the full haidah, you're admitting that he does everything. And now you're not going to talk this. So we're calling Santa Kesh Baruch Hu. That Shofar, the blowing, reminds of Malchus, Kesh Baruch Hu, the Melech. Now you can do tshuva. You know everything that happens to Hashem. So everything you do is a mistake. Anything bad happened to you? It's Hashem. You have more Muna. You have a Malchus. We have a Mama for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then you're able to have more than Muna and do Tshuva and the Kashta Hashem and the Emes Shap Masechim. And this is the same Indian of the Zechronis. We have Zechronis in memory everything Hashem did. And if you remember, all he did was for our good because he's the king. And the Shoifris, the Psukkah Hem Psukkah Shoifris, is to wake us up for this. The famous story of Aaron Agod, the first Kalina Rebbe, used to daven, Yamunaroyim, the first part of davening. He used to go to the Amid Bahamelech. And he started singing Hamelech, Yamunaroyim, Rosh Hashanah morning, and he fainted. The story goes, like, see him woke him up, the Rebbe woke up after he fainted. They were worried, and what happened? They asked the Rebbe, why you faint? He started singing Hamelech, started davening, the davening of Rosh Hashanah. It was a high time, but why you faint? Says the famous Gemara in Gittin says, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai snuck out of his city in Yishlayim to go see the Kesar Roim. And he came into the Kesar Roim and told the Kesar, Melech, Melech, Malcolm, Malcolm. And the king of this Kesar asked him, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, if I'm a Melech, where are you till now? So Barnagol says, I went to Davin with Amid. I started saying, I'm Melech. I'm thinking about whom I'm saying this to. I mean, Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason Rosh Hashanah is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shofar is Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem, the king of the world. So where was I till now? The whole year till now, I was doing a virus. I wasn't doing the mitzvahs. I wasn't doing the best I can. So where was I? We'll have to wait till Rosh Hashanah, Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day you're supposed to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah is serious for it. But every day you're supposed to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to understand, how do we do this? How do we bring ourselves to Muna, that Kadosh Baruch Hu does everything? Person has a hard day, difficulty. How do you Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? First thing we do when we wake up in the morning, everyone knows the famous tefillah we say, Moed ani efanecha melechai v'kayim shuzati v'nishmasi v'chem v'rabu nusecha. The word Moed ani, could have two translations. It could be I thank Hashem, Moed is Lashon Hoida, or it could be I admit. I admit that this is Hashem again to happen Hashem. The two are not two different definitions. They go together. The person admits that everything that happens comes from Hashem, then he gives Hoida and thank him for it. If I don't admit, but I wake up in the morning and my Neshama came back to me because Hashem gave it to me, I think it came back because Muhammad Ali or Yashko or some other, you know, Getchka gave it to you. You can't afterwards be can give a dog for the whole day. If you think you woke up on your own, you can't afterwards give thank Hashem for everything that happens. First, we do the morning, Moedain, I agree, my Neshama came Hashem. I'm the rabbi, I'm merciful. And then throughout the day, you can thank Hashem for everything small thing it does because it came, you admit, it came from Him. When we blow the shofar, we have to know we're doing two things. We mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're also saying He's our Father. He loves us, and at the same time, He's on top of us, He's the King. He has two koichos. He has a hava, and we have to have yira. A hava of father, son. The yira of the king. A king can do more than a father. A king can make bridges. A king can make gifts unconditional. Because a father has to run the house. A king does whatever he wants. I was thinking to myself, the word Rosh Hashanah itself, the chord is a hint. The three types of sounds we hear. The word reish, reish alav shin. Reish looks like a shofar. If you look at a reish, it's curled like a shofar. It's also the hint to trua. We say that tashrat, the reish is the trua. Aleph is one blow, one straight blow that's kia. And the shin is like a shvarim. The word itself, a reish hashana, already hint to what the shofar is, the all three sounds. And what is that? It's the head. We think in our head, we have the right kavanas. Then we can know because Baruch Hu runs everything and we should be shat maseichem, work on ourselves and renew and better our amaisim. We should be zoiche to the shofar Mashiach, shofar to kesem meisim mekarov, should be a good year, shana toyev for everyone.